that I was pondering too. It's kind of one. It's one of the detractors, Tom, when they first came out with system fusion and that. I'm thinking, well, this is what's going to happen. Is that I'm going to get a radio for each one of them. So, but yeah, I don't think. Well, I think from my very limited knowledge as far as the digital modes, I don't think D-Star is like the preeminent one around Metro Detroit area here. Might be different in other cities, because I'm thinking it might have been like the manufacturers, sort of like their marketing, you know, whether they're going to give out the like system fusion repeaters, so they would, that way they would give them, get those out to spur on others for buying other radios. But anyways, here, just kind of thinking a little bit about those two. Nothing definite that I have to have it, you know, go out and grab it. I say I'm kind of thinking about it too, and then the priorities. I say I'm gonna, you know, I didn't make it. Had to screw. You know, don't want to get into that story, but had to screw around the bank. But I'm thinking right now, what I would like to get would be something for DMR or maybe Motorola. So I haven't looked around too much online for that. I found a little bit for some of the various models. Let me ask you, Tom, for the 4550 to the 5550, I guess it said it had improved audio. Now, from just your personal anecdotal experience, can you notice a difference, you know, just hearing it, or is it just something that it's measured, that it is improved, but you're not actually going to hear a whole lot of difference? But I'm just kind of curious, can you actually notice a difference?